please.
Our first case under public hearings for this evening is case number 12,020, DRC Properties, seeking a special use exception to use a manufactured home type structure as an office under sections 115-48 and 115-210 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located at the north side of Lighthouse Road, Route 54, approximately 553 feet east of Old Mill Bridge Road, Route 381. The 911 address is 32033 Seashore Way, Selbyville. The zoning district is HR1. The tax map is District 533, Map 12, Parcel 76.05. We received 0 letters of support, 0 letters of opposition, and 6 mail returns.
No opposition, you said?
No opposition.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, sir. You need to go there and get sworn in, sir, please.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Jake Booth, 18334 Coastal Highway, Lewis, Delaware.
It's
not 19958.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? Thank you. If you have any exhibits, you give them to Ms. Wallace there at the end, and she'll put them in the record.
Good evening.
Okay. You didn't know it was blue shirt night?
No, I didn't. I moved it everywhere.
Fuck.
Okay.
Good evening.
Good evening, sir.
We'll let these pass around, but I'll start talking about what we've got.
All right, sir.
My name is Jake Booth with Capstone Homes. My company has entered into an agreement with DRC Properties to take down the townhouse lots and be the builder for the project. Seashore Villas is a new community. It consists of 87 townhome units. It's located off of Route 54. Site improvements are complete. The entrance is complete. Roads are in and the building pads are graded. So basically everything is set up, the infrastructure's in, although there are no buildings currently constructed. Need a couple more?
Yeah, I need one more.
Okay, I'll pass it on down.
Anybody got one?
No.
Okay.
Definitely. There we go.
All right.
Thank you.
So the roads are in, the entrance is in, everything is set up for the community. Although the road improvements are in, obviously, or which is common in site work, there were delays. So we did miss the summer season to have a salesperson on site or have a model completed. We do have a model unit, so the first building is under construction at the time. If you look at your exhibit, the very first page is an example of the sales center that we would propose. Basically a construction trailer. The second page is a general, I believe it just gives a outline of, like there's the bird's eye view and then more of a zoomed in view of the location. It's going to be on the very first building pad, which all the building pads are vacant right now. This will be located on the very first building pad. The model unit is under construction on the second building pad, just on the north side of that. We are here, we're requesting a special use exception for 1 year to have a temporary sales trailer that will be located in the front of the community on the very first building pad near the entrance. This will be accessed through the main entrance to the community that is completed. This will not substantially affect adversely the uses of the adjacent and neighboring properties for the following reasons. The sales center will be positioned facing Seashore Way. It will have a clean and beachy appearance from the exterior once complete with landscaping. This site is surrounded by commercial property. Excuse me. There are no buildings currently complete in this parcel. The model home building is currently under construction at this time, though. The sales trailer or sales center will have water and wastewater tanks that will be serviced by Clean Delaware on an as-needed basis. We will be maintaining the site and entrance feature while the units are under construction, as well as the sales trailer functioning. There will be parking spaces per the community design with over 10 parking spaces in the immediate range. Once the model unit is complete, we will remove the trailer and restore the pad to its original normal building pad condition. It'll be staffed no more than Monday through Saturday from 10 to 5. And should there be any concerns with the trailer itself or any concerns from any of the neighbors, someone on staff will be there to answer any of their questions or concerns. It's for this reason we feel this request will not adversely affect neighboring properties. Thank you for your consideration. Please let me know if you have any questions.
All right, thank you. We'll start here with the board. Mr. Workman, start with you. Any questions?
No questions.
Okay. Mr. Bitter?
Yes, I have a question. What is the beer cooler doing in there?
The beer cooler?
Yes.
That was
I'm always teasing.
I must have given okay. you the other packet that was in my other pocket.
Okay. No. Okay. How about your parking there? How about showing me where that is? Is
if
that
you look
in
at the
front?
Highlighted, if you look at the highlighted portion, which on the bird's eye view, it shows where the there's three parking pads right next
okay.
to it.
Okay, I see that you highlighted. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And three then just down from that, there's about a dozen along the where the clubhouse area will be.
You want to put some landscaping around there, you said?
Like, if you look on the first page, that's a concept. We'll probably do a little more beachy.
I can't see that too well.
Yeah.
That's, yeah. So you're going to landscape.
It's going to be landscape, yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Beach grasses
okay. and more of a beachy feel.
No other questions, Mr. Pierre.
All right, thank you. Ms. Meek?
It's not there on the premises.
It is. It's not improved or anything like that, but it's not on the unit is on the premises, but it's not being used as a sales center or anything like that.
Just on. Okay.
I did note that you started with it will not substantially adversely affect, and you ended with will not adversely affect, so you got substantial in there.
That's good.
No other questions.
Okay. Mr. Trump?
I have no questions. Thank you.
Okay. Hearing no questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, the applicant. Okay. Mr. Chairman, the.
Right down there.
Well, you must be important. You got a.
But we're arguing over.
Fighting over
it. Yeah, I was going to say you're arguing.
She's closer.
Go ahead. All right. You go ahead.
She's closer, and she's a lady, and chivalry's not dead.
Yeah, I'm fine. Go ahead. I'm good.
Mr. Chair.
I'll help you out. I'll make a motion that we approve case number 12020. Okay, let me take it out of their hands. And such exception will not substantially affect adversely the uses of adjacent and neighboring properties.
Is that for a period
of
1 year?
Do I have a second to that?
I'll second the motion.
And that's for a period of 1 year, Mr. Rubin?
That's a period of one year, sir.
Ms. McGee, you second that?
Beat me to the second.
Yeah.
Okay, I have a motion now by Mr. Rickman, second by Ms. McGee, that we approve case number 12020 for a period of 1 year. All those in favor of the motion? Mr. Workman?
Aye.
Again, Mr. Rickman?
Aye for my reasons.
Ms. McGee?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Mills?
Aye for the reasons stated.
And I, Mr. Calloway, for the previous reasons that have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 12020 is approved.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
May I have back my beer application?
Oh, yeah. After the meeting.